I guess on the praise party is Bishop Paul S. Martin. Bishop Martin, how are you?
I am doing fine, Dr. Ellison. How you feeling?
Hey, just fine.
Great.
Bishop Martin, last time I talked to you, you had the project out, Let It Rain, and I'll tell you, that project was definitely a blessing. It's still blessing a lot of souls. Did you expect Let It Rain to do what it did?
I did not expect it to do what it did. I'm just grateful to the Lord. I'm grateful for the favor of God, and then for people like you to make sure that our music is out there. That means so much also, but I guess death and life is in the power of the tongue. We say, let it rain. It did rain.
Hey.
It rained down blessed.
Oh, yes, 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 Lord, it did. Talking about your new project, Seasons Changed. You got Aretha Franklin with you. How did you do that?
Yeah, the Queen of Soul. Well, you know, we go way back, our family, the Franklins and the Mortons, you know, being in ministry. And we knew Reverend C.L. Franklin very, very well. And, you know, I preached for him. But actually, our relationship, Aretha and my relationship, really grew a couple of years ago when she heard one of my CDs and she invited me to come and share with her on the VH1 Diva special, where we did Precious Memories together. And ever since then, we've developed a great relationship, and I've been serving as her spiritual advisor. And, well, when we were ready to do the CD, I said, Aretha, this sounds just like you. I need your help on this. And she so willingly consented, and I'm so glad she did, because she really adds something to the song.
Bishop Martin, you guys on Seasons Change seem like you guys been singing together forever.
Well, it was a real, real connection. I enjoyed working with her, and I think we really both appreciated it because there's so much in the song, because I see people who get stuck in a season, they get discouraged, and especially this time of season, they get depressed about what time of year it is, but we're letting people know that, hey, seasons change. They don't always remain the same. So hold your head up. Look out. The season is going to change.
Bishop Martin, what's the difference from Let It Rain and Seasons Change? What's the difference in this project?
The difference, well, you know, I love Let It Rain because it really gets people in the presence of God as it relates to, I'm just a praise and worship singer, and I love that kind of singing with the choir, and it's beautiful. But then the Seasons Change is more contemporary, where you're dealing with everyday life, which I feel is important, and I thank God for variety, and you're able to use the different gifts that God has given to you, and so it all works. It's just whatever season you're in, what you appreciate. If you're in poverty, you need that rain right now. Whatever you're going through, you need that season to change. So it's all important, but it's just two different styles of songs.
Let me ask you something. There's a song on here, when I first heard it, I play it all the time. I love it. It just speaks to my soul. Storm Chaser.
Oh, yes. And, you know, coming from the city of New Orleans, we experience a lot of storms, hurricanes, so the storm chaser, who's able to chase your storms away, is so important, and that's why the song meant so much to us, because we see storms coming at us, and he chases your storms away. If you trust him, he'll do that for you.
You have received about 6 stellar nominations. How does that make one feel?
You know, and that's on the Let It Rain CD, and I'm so excited about that. Again, I thank God that he's blessed us in that area. And I believe, and I teach and preach all the time, that the favor of God is much better than money, because I could have not gone to the Stellar Award people and given them any amount of money to give me 6 nominations. But when the favor of God is on your life, that's what makes the difference. So as Bishop Jakes would say, favor ain't fair, but ain't nothing I can do about that.
I like that. I like that, Bishop Martin. Finally, Bishop Martin, let's talk about your ministry. How does one keep things in order, having a ministry, and then you're a singer also. I mean, how do you put both of those things together, a preaching ministry and a musical ministry?
Well, you know, first of all, you have to love what you're doing, and then secondly, you have to have the right people around you. I learned a long time ago that the team makes the difference, and if you're going to look good, surround yourself with the right people. because you know you cannot do it all, and you've got to delegate authority. And that's what I've learned to do. I've learned to do that in my preaching. I've learned to do that in my pastoring, and then being presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship. You have the right people around you making the difference. And to me, that's important. Even in the music industry, you have to have the right people around you making the difference. And those are the kind of people that I have around me. And it all works out because I enjoy every area that I'm working in.
Bishop Martin, it's been a pleasure. We're going to speak life. That you're going to walk away with several stellar awards.
And
the favor of God is going to continue to be on you, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
You are welcome. Continue making that great music. Continue preaching those great sermons. Bishop Martin, may God continue to bless you.
God bless you, and you keep up the good work.
Thank you. Our guest on the praise party, Bishop Paul S. Martin.